When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, Carolina M. Diamond. And you can see that the set is a little bit different today because it's Christmas week. I just wanted to do a short, cute little podcast today of what this season means to me. No, none of that bullshit. But I am very thankful and grateful for my health, my family, my friends this time of year. And to those who aren't as fortunate, I am empathetic. I'm sympathetic. I send it out into the universe. I hope you feel my love reciprocated back. And I love this time of year. Usually I am more of a Christmas girl than a Thanksgiving girl, as we have heard on the podcast, if you listen thoroughly. I kind of just want to talk about like my favorites of the Christmas season and the things that I don't like, because you know there are things that I don't like. And let's get started with movies. So my favorite Christmas movies, I would say near the top of the list is Elf. I laugh every single time. I think Elf is so freaking funny, okay? I watch that every year. I'm a basic white bitch sometimes. I'll say it, whatever. I love Love Actually. I do. It's so good. I watch that every year. I love The Holiday, even though I do not like Cameron Diaz. I am so sorry. I think that she is a terrible actress, especially when she like flings herself around trying to cry. Cringe bait. Oh my freaking gourd. But I love that movie. Jude Law. Ah, sexy. Before that, Widow's Peak was peaking. Okay. What other movies do I love? A newer one that I like that I don't think that gets enough like off is the movie Holiday. And technically I wouldn't say it's like a Christmas movie, but it's like a season movie. But it has Emma Roberts and this hot Australian white guy. And basically the premise is they don't have anybody to bring to their family gatherings as a date. And so they like, they're each other's holidays. And then obviously, you know, X, Y, and Z, they fall in love, but I love it. So I would say those are like my top five favorite Christmas type movies. I'm gonna be honest, not a Home Alone girl. I'm not. I'm so sorry. And then something else I don't really like, which I feel it through this lens right now and haven't even posted this video yet. I don't like the Grinch. I think that he is frightening. I thought that it was frightening when I was a kid. I still think it's very odd and frightening now. And I'm about to say something that could possibly take so many of my viewers away, but I am a frontline worker and I will do it anyway. I'm not a Jim Carrey fan, which I know is not the millennial thing to say, because for some reason millennials love Jim Carrey, but I don't get it. Like, I'm not that girl. I'm really not. Like, honestly, I don't really laugh at his movies. I could do a whole Jim Carrey deep dive at another time, because I am in the process of watching his movies just to really gain a adult perspective on why I don't like something. Because that's the thing with me. It's like, do I have an opinion? Of course I do. But do I do my research about it? Of course I do. I'm not just like taking somebody else's thoughts and taking it as my own. I will watch the shitty thing and then I will formulate my opinion and be like, these are the reasons why it's shitty. You know what I mean? So I am in the process of doing a Jim Carrey movie dive. And so we'll get to that later in a future podcast episode. But anyway, what other movies do I not really like? I mean, I like White Christmas. White Christmas is beautiful. A Christmas Story is kind of boring. Sorry, sleepy. Sorry. As for my favorite types of songs around this time of year, I do love a Brenda Lee Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I love her voice in that song. It always just makes me I mean, I guess a classic is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, even though like I'm not gonna listen to the rest of the album. Also, hot tip, don't know if you know this, Ambrose, he told me this because he is a lamb, he loves Miss Mariah Carey, that Mariah Carey wrote Where Are You Christmas from The Grinch. And when you think about it, you're like, that is definitely a Mariah Carey song. So she really is the queen of Christmas. And you know what? Make your $5 million around this holiday season. I wish it were me. You know what I mean? What other songs do I like? Like, I like Ariana's album. I like the Cheetalicious Christmas. A Cheetalicious Christmas. A Cheetalicious Christmas now. My man, Jimmy Fallon, he has a Christmas album called Holiday Seasoning. So I listen to a lot. Okay, the songs I hate. The songs that I hate. There's two that come right at the front of the dome. Christmas time is here. Oh. First of all, no. Second off, why is the key so fucking high? Third off, we hate children's choirs. Cut the children's choir. I'm done. I don't want to hear it in that octave. I'm fucking over it. It sounds like church singing. I'm out of here. Everybody's pitchy. I hate it. Cut the children's choir. That is the worst song. And then also a song that I fucking hate is... He told me... I hate that song. Although... An addendum to that. The little drummer boy with Justin Bieber. Okay, that's what I like to see. Throw a little ass on, you know, one of those Christmas classics. That's what I want to see. This is what I want to see. Love it. Yeah, so that's kind of how I feel about the holiday, you know, media. I do think that obviously it's like a capitalist holiday. And, you know, it's all about... what to buy and things like that. But I will say, as we know, Char on this program, Char loves Christmas. Like, I'd rather be dead than miss her Christmas, okay? So my mom is huge on the Christmas decorating. She loves decorating the house. She always likes her little tchotchkes and whatever. And she really does up the house around Christmas. And she loves Santa Clauses. And while my grandmother was still alive, she would buy my mom a new Santa Claus every year. My mom has, I think, like 40, literally 40 goddamn Santa Clauses. And I told her, this is a very Caroline thing to say. I said, Mom, listen, when you and Pete pass away, I want to obviously, like, you know, live out your legacy a little bit, but those Santas, they gotta go. I'm giving those Santas away. So what I need you to do before you're too far gone in the cranium is to put on the bottom of four out of the 40 Santa Clauses, and one for each kid. Each kid can get one Santa Claus and the rest are going in the trash chute. And she was like, no, you can't throw away my Santa Claus. I will. Okay. Unless somebody else wants the charity of a Santa Claus that is... freakishly life. There's one that she got that is freakishly lifelike. Like, I thought, like, blinks at me, and it's frightening, but I digress. But I would say I love Christmas. I'm very thankful that my mom has always kept the Christmas spirit, and we always do the stockings and the presents, and our family is kind of backwards in a way because, you know, probably like 15 years ago, my mom realized that like nobody fucking likes ham, and like, why are we doing Christmas food traditions that we as a family don't like? So what our Christmas tradition is on Christmas Eve or Christmas with the cool side of the family, the cool cousins. You know who you are. The other ones don't follow me, or I probably have them blocked because they are... Anyway, digress. But Pete makes racks of ribs. We eat ribs on Christmas, and that is our family tradition. So if you eat something on your holidays that you're like, why the fuck are we eating it like this? Make your own traditions, yeah? Do it up. Live, laugh, love. You know what I'm saying? I hope you have an amazing holiday season, a nice rest, and we will be back in the new year with new episodes. But Mama needs a little break. Just a little one, okay? Yeah, because I edited all this shit myself. Yeah. I've had a great, well, that's actually a little egregious, but I've had a decent 2025. I've made it here, and I'm very thankful that you have been listening with me this year. It's been a beautiful joy in my life that I started this podcast this year, and it's made me get up and do and act and create and laugh, and I hope you laugh too, and I'm really thankful for this time together. So yeah!